I wanted the ball in my hands with a minute left.
Touchdown! It's Rick Taylor!
A special performance by Brett Favre.
The countdown is on.
Larry, this is the number two game in the countdown to Favre, Brett Favre's top five games, and it's Super Bowl 31.
As far as Brett Favre's top five games, it's the only Super Bowl championship, so it's included. His numbers that day were pretty workmanlike. 14 of 27, 246 yards, a couple touchdowns, no interceptions, rush for a touchdown. They were good, just not spectacular. But the magnitude of the game and the stage and the fact that he led the team to the ultimate prize, I think that's why he gets in the list. And there was a couple plays, Vic, that really stand out. One of them, second play from scrimmage by the Green Bay Packers.
Here is the second down and nine. Brett Favre appears to be changing plays at the line of scrimmage. Two wide receivers right. Chimera is the tight end to the right, and back goes Brett to throw. Here they come. He's got time. He's throwing it downfield.
He's got him
wide open. It is going to be a touchdown to Andre Rison. Rison takes it across the goal line.
Brett reads the blitz perfectly and tosses it out to Andre Rison, who read his part of the blitz perfectly. 54-yard score. Great way to start the game. And Brett, we talked to him a month or so ago, and he said, you know, we hadn't run that play all year. I didn't know if it was the right play, but boy, it worked that day. And the other one, the Patriots were threatening to kind of seize the momentum. But then Brett hits Antonio Freeman, who shook off press coverage at the line of scrimmage, shook him off. Brett throws him a perfect pass, a then-record 81-yard touchdown score.
This time he's going to go long upfield. There's
wide open. Freeman, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25 down the sideline.
He's all the way.
The perfect throw by Brett Favre. The Packers back in the lead.
Okay, Larry, here comes the big question. Should Favre have been the game's MVP?
That is a big question. As I mentioned earlier, Brett's numbers were solid, not spectacular, but he played mistake-free, made a couple of huge plays. But I think the reason Desmond Howard was the game's MVP was that overall, punt returns and kickoff returns, he had real good numbers. And he tilted the field in the Packers' favor permanently when he returned that kickoff 99 yards. The Patriots were threatening to make it a game again, and that kind of sealed the deal. And I think that held sway with the voting.
It didn't hurt the Packers that they had a guy named Reggie White who helped hold the Patriots scoreless in the fourth quarter. That is also getting lost in that game, but I'm going to chime in with my opinion. I think Favre should have been the MVP. I don't think they win the game without him. I'm a kick returner? I don't know. I'm sorry.
Did you ask me that question so you could state your opinion?
Probably.
There you have it, friends. Number two on the big list.
And tomorrow is number one.